This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're almost approaching the one-year anniversary of Saquon Barkley being dead to us. Remember when he signed that free agent contract with the Philadelphia Eagles? Because we are a week away from NFL free agency beginning. And I'm stunned by this. I still don't understand it, but breaking news. The Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley have agreed to a contract extension. 2 years, $41.2 million, making him the highest paid running back in NFL history.
Good for him. He deserves it. I mean, he was underpaid for his production last season. Because his contract he signed was basically $12.5 million a year.
Right.
Right. The 3 years, 30-something, $31 million or something like that. And then he rushes for 2,000 yards. He stabilizes that at least that offense in the sense that we saw that discord last season or two seasons ago. And he was awesome. And so why not reward him? Because that's basically all it is. It's a reward and a belief that over the next 2 years at least, he's going to be elite.
So it's just Howie Roseman being nice?
It's Howie Roseman being a great GM.
Right. I just don't, when I saw it, and good for Saquon, I got no ill will towards him, but it's like, well, why'd you do that?
Right.
What
I haven't seen
point?
This. I tried to look at it, but the structure isn't out there yet, so I don't know what it does for their cap or anything like
right.
that. But
well, the one positive to Saquon getting this extension, besides, hey, good for Saquon, is Sean Morash, and I know you're done wearing the L, you've already served your time, but this is another L. I mean, you actually have to take a second L because one of your arguments in your anti-Saquon crusade was the contract. Well, they just gave him an extension of that contract, which means, as Tiki said, he was grossly underpaid, which means your whole argument has completely blown up.
Actually,
another L for Sean.
It actually doesn't, and I don't want to do this because Saquon did just win a Super Bowl, and the Eagles have every right to do what they want with the money. Howie Roseman gave a gross overpay to Bryce Huff last year. I think this is another gross overpay and an overreaction to what he did last year. I actually think this is, again, you got to see how it lays out and what it does for their cap, so I don't want to speak out of turn. But overall, I think giving Saquon Barkley, after what we just saw this year, extending him more and $20 million per, and again, how it's laid out is different, I think is an asinine move.
So they extended him basically till he's 32.
Yeah.
So he'll be under contract with the Eagles till he's 32.
Yeah,
so four more seasons.
I kind of agree with Sean as he says it. Like, what's the point of this?
Look, and it's worked. Whatever happens with Saquon going forward, it worked out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yes,
so I'm not pouring cold water on that. I just look at this and go, what are you, stupid? Like, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, when it came out, my first reaction was, why? Like, I'm always
really?
Looking for...
My first reaction was great for him and great for the running back market.
That's because you're a better human than us.
No, I'm just looking at it from a running back's perspective.
That's true, true.
So, because, look, Christian McCaffrey has been, I don't know, the faux unicorn because he should have been the example that other teams look for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a Christian McCaffrey. But that dude cannot stay healthy. And he's been the highest paid running back for a few years now, and he's just not available. And so that the market, he becomes the outlier that nobody's ever going to try to follow, meaning teams. They're not mm-hmm. going to pay anybody like that because he's not available. I think Saquon, if he's healthy again for the next year, maybe two, then it helps reestablish growth in the running back pay market.
Right.
But the problem is, and I was just reading an article during the break about this, Saquon resets the running back market. The free agent running backs coming out this year are going to drop it right back down.
Yeah. No, because Saquon's special.
Nobody's going to get close to what he's being. They're going to start asking now.
Right.
But teams are going to say, you're not Saquon.
Well, because Saquon Barkley is the new Christian McCaffrey. You know what I mean? Like the unicorn that McCaffrey was.
I would just say. And has that agent.
I wouldn't even say that. That's diminishing Saquon. I would say
he's beyond Christian McCaffrey.
I would say
fair enough.
He is the Saquon that Dave Gettleman envisioned.
Yes, but you know what? And here's my point. So I'll take away McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. He's the outlier. Like I don't think other running backs benefit because he's so unique and special.
There's no doubt about it. But at least it's an effort.
Yeah.
To get the running back paid. There is no other position that's paid lower than the running back other than kickers.
Right.
And there might be some kickers that are making more than some running backs.
That's
I'm not
crazy.
Even joking.
That's crazy.
So
that is crazy.
Good for Saquon for the running back market.
Yes.
Good for him.
Happy anniversary, Saquon. Signs with the Eagles. He's dead to us. Now he has an extension. I, as a Jet fan, want to see them swing for the fences and trade up for Cam Ward. The Giants are linked to trading up for Cam Ward. What say you? 888-808-1019. Mike is in Tom's River. How are you today, Mike?
Oh, heaven, I want to thank you right from the bottom of my heart. You just gave me something else to thank God for every day, and that's the fact that you are not my New York Jets GM.
Wow. What do you like about my idea? I'm open ears.
I'm going to break it down in a very simple way that at least Cheeky, being an athlete, will also understand.
All right, let's hear it.
So let's start off with the fact that everyone is jumping the gun on this. Cam Ward, Cam Ward, Cam Ward. This happens every year. Mm-hmm. Every year there's a couple quarterbacks that people are like, oh, yeah, he's all right. He has a good ceiling. You know, he's not really ready. And then by the time the draft comes, it's like, oh, he's the next Messiah. Like, let's just calm down, pump the brakes. The Giants jumping from 3-1. Okay, I understand it. They need it. Daboll and Shane's butts are on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
go ahead. Go swing for the fence. The Jets just got our – we just got our coach and GM. We're not on any hot seat. We're not. And we don't have to give away the next – because let me tell you, in case you haven't paid attention to the last few drafts, it's not going to be just this year a pick, next year a pick. People are going to be holding ransoms for the
right. –
especially from 7-1 on somebody that, you know, up until 2 weeks ago, people were saying was pretty good, but not this good.
Right. He's not, so, he's not the elite, you know, no. do everything and, quarterback.
And we keep forgetting something too. Look at how the, you know, the Packers, all these teams that have had steady success throughout the years have brought somebody in. They sit down, they watch, they learn for a year or two. Then they take the reins. It's a passing of the torch. Everybody, I think Evan especially needs to go back on YouTube since he goes into these wormholes all the time. Sit down and watch Jordan Travis at Florida State before the injury. Like, yeah. really watch the kid.
I called one of his games, Mike, I called one of his games at Florida State when I was doing college football. The kid was special, man.
He's just, I
don't know how damaged this ankle is.
Well, I think that can't be ignored. Mike seemed to forget about that. Like, yeah. he's on the roster. He will get an opportunity, but I can't rely on him. He's coming off a gruesome ankle injury that's basically cost almost 2 years of his NFL career or of his football playing right. career. And here's the other thing. You talk about it being a new coach, a new administration, and that gives them time. That's more of a reason
right.
why you take this kind of gamble now. It's not a gamble for job preservation. It's a gamble because Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji know, and even Mike knows, even if we disagree, that in order to win consistently in this league, you need to find yourself a guy at the most important position in the NFL. Now, am I right about Cam Ward? Are you right about Cam Ward? None of us know. Mm. It's the beauty of the NFL draft every freaking year. There are guys I've been in love with, I've been wrong about, right about. We're all over the place. We do not know. If Cam Ward's the answer.
No idea.
But he's an incredible athlete. He makes some highlight reel plays.
I'd say he's a good athlete.
Well, he's better than Shador Sanders. He can make plays with his legs, which I think is essential in this league.
He tries to make plays with his legs. He only had 60 carries last year and less than 4 yards per carry. It's not like he's a blazer. It's not like he's, you know, Jalen Hurts when he was at Oklahoma. But Shador Sanders was worse. I mean, he had 4 rushing touchdowns, but I think he rushed for negative something yards, including the sacks. So he's not a scrambler. And it feels like in today's NFL, you need at least you need at least a little bit of that.
I think so.
Not a ton. You don't need to be Michael Vick everywhere or Josh Allen, but you got to have a little bit of it. And Cam has, I think, a little bit more of it than Shador does.
I just don't agree with the notion, because Sean brought this up and even Mike did, that because this is a new administration, that gives them the time to just kind of put the legs up and say, no
yeah,
rush.
But nobody wants that. I mean, nobody wants to start and just struggle. Because once you go, I don't know, 4-13, you are chasing a winning record for the rest of your career.
Why are they going 4-13?
They're not. I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
Right. No team wants the new head coach, new regime wants to say, yeah, we're going to struggle this year. We're going to be, you know, maybe we'll win 6 games, because then you're chasing 500 for the next, whatever, 2 years of your
right,
career.
And that's also under the assumption, which Mike was, I'm not, that if you trade up for Cam Ward, that means he has to play right away. He doesn't have to play right away. Terod Taylor's on this roster.
Exactly. You don't need the vet like the Giants need the vet.
Right.
You have your vet who can win football games.
The Jets and the Giants are in such different situations. They are in such different situations. The Giants are in this weird, awful spot where, yeah, you may feel desperate to develop a young quarterback while simultaneously needing to win games. You got to balance the two.
Right.
Obviously, as a Jet fan, I want to win games, but their main focus can just be, what does the young quarterback need? If he's ready to play right away, let's play him right away. Jaden Daniels played right away, let him play.
Mm-hmm.
If it behooves him to sit, well, then sit him right away. Like, the Jets Agreed. Are not in a position to have to worry about the owner saying, I'm going to fire you this season if you don't win. So I disagree with the notion that if the Jets decide to take this big swing, that kid has to play right away.